Welcome to Scripture Adventures, where we seek the wisdom of God like silver and search for it like hidden treasure. Today, we're tackling the topic, Bible study doesn't have to be complicated. If you've ever opened your Bible, stared at the pages, and thought, where do I even begin? You're not alone. We've all been there. Thick commentaries, different translations, Greek words we cannot pronounce, it's enough to make you close the Bible and open Netflix. But what if I told you Bible study was never meant to be complicated? What if it's more about presence than perfection? Today, we're going to break it down simply and biblically. First, I want to start with explaining to you why I feel the Bible is for you. In 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17, we see that all scripture is inspired by God, and it's useful to teach us what is true. You know, God uses it to repair and equip his people. In Isaiah 55:11, we see that it is the same with my word. I send it out and it always produces fruit. Sister, God didn't write his word for scholars alone. He wrote it for you. He wrote it for me. He wrote it for the tired mom, the woman in a healing season, the widow, the wife, the divorcee, the new believer, the longtime churchgoer. It is written for one and all. So let's look at some simple ways to study scripture. I want to share with you a few approachable yet proven methods that I like to use. First, the look for God method. This one says, before asking what does this mean for me, ask what does this show me about God? In Exodus 34:6, we see God's character revealed as compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in love. We recently did Jen Wilkins' Revelation Bible study in my church, and a quote that she shared has just stuck with me. She said, the Bible is not a book about you. The Bible is a book about God. Second, there's a write it, say it, pray it approach. Choose one verse and do three things. You guessed it. Write it out, say it out loud, and turn it into a prayer. Let's do this with Psalms 23:1. So we would write out, the Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. That's the New Living Translation version. And then we would say it out loud. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. And lastly, we would turn it into a prayer. Lord, be my shepherd today. Help me remember that you provide what I truly need. See, this method is simple, and I've used it to actually help me memorize scripture. It's a powerful tool. And then one of my favorites is the three R's method. Read, reflect, respond. You read a short passage or a chapter. You reflect. What stands out? What does it say about God? What does it say about people? You respond. What does this call me to do, believe, or pray? Friend, I want you to know you don't need to have a theology degree to do this. You just need a willing heart, a Bible, and a few quiet moments. The word is alive, and it will meet you right where you are. And another is use a Bible, a study Bible or a devotional, but do so wisely. Tools are great, but don't let them replace personal engagement. Study notes are there to support, not substitute. Okay, so let's try the three R's method together. First, we're going to read John 15:1 through 5. I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit so that they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me, and I in them, will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. So we've read it. Now the second is to reflect. So let's ask ourselves a couple of questions. What stands out? Well, to me, there's a repeated phrase of remain in me. There's repeated phrases of branches and vines. But let's just focus on that remain in me. Jesus says, apart from me, you can do nothing. Even the fruitful branches get pruned. So here's some things that are evident to me in the scripture and stick out. So it's something that I'd want to know a little bit more about. So the next question is, what does this say about God? God is attentive. He's not distant. He's involved like a gardener. Jesus wants closeness with us, not performance. And he desires growth, but also tends to us through pruning. And then lastly, what does this say about people and me? I'm a branch. I'm not the vine. I was never the source. I'm meant to stay connected, not self-sufficient. If I'm feeling spiritually dry, it may be because I'm trying to bear fruit apart from abiding. Third, respond. Ask, what is God inviting me to do, believe, or pray based on this? Well, to do. I need to build margin into my day to stay spiritually connected, not just run on autopilot. I need to believe that God is not mad when I'm tired. He just wants me to remain in Him. And then a prayer. Jesus, help me stop striving and start abiding. Prune anything in me that is fruitless, even if it's hard. I want to remain in you today because I can't do this on my own. See, the three R's is simple, but it leads you down a path to spend time with God that ends up being so refreshing and so rewarding. Okay, I want to give you a few scriptures to fuel your Bible study life. Psalms 119, 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Hebrews 4:12. The word of God is alive and powerful. Joshua 1:8. Study this book. Meditate on it day and night. Then you will prosper and succeed. Matthew 4:4. People do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Let me share another quote from you from Ruth Chow Simmons. It says, a steady diet of God's word, even in small bites, nourishes a starving soul. Sister, understand that if you only have a few moments in your day and you spend it seeking God through scripture, through praise and worship, through meditation, through prayer, that will equip you for what you need and it will nourish you. So I want to give some encouragement to the busy woman, to the woman with toddlers, teens, or aging parents, to the one who keeps falling asleep during Bible time, or maybe to the one who thinks she's missed out on a Bible study gene. Sister, God sees your desire. His word is living. Whether you spend 3 minutes or 30, you're not doing this alone. The Spirit helps you understand what God inspired. Stacy Rioch said, the word of God is inexhaustible. You can wade in shallow or dive in deep. And either way, it will meet you. Sister, remember, Bible study doesn't have to be complicated to be meaningful. I'll see you next week. Until then, I hope you dive in and practice some of these methods.